Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I would like the deep voice man's intro to say Ben Reichle, Mark Lawrence, and fabulous producer Rob Setter. So that way I wouldn't have to say it. We could get, we'll just come up with some more quarters. We'll send him some money, and he does words for money. So we'll get him to voice that. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, doing a super job. Matt Cotrillo is normally over in the newsroom. He's not in today. So we have, Darian Wetzel is over there. And I think that's
new
the
folks over there. I heard Cotrillo's calling the lottery office, trying to turn his lottery ticket.
We think this might be true. Yeah, it was good. Sort of an unscheduled day off for Matt. So in over in Union County, somebody won $100,000 at the, I think, the Quick Fill or something like that.
Which one's that?
One of the ones at 45 and 192.
Is that up by the old Damon's?
No.
It's 192. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's that one, but I could be wrong. I don't know one from another. I know which ones to go to who are participants in the gas war up there, where gas is 20 cents cheaper up there.
I don't know. I would call that the gas peace. They're creating peace among gasoline consumers, meaning that you get to keep a larger piece of your disposal income in your pocket.
Well, and I think one of the things about going to the Sunoco up there is that for people who are Sunoco card members, you get 5 cents a gallon off to start with. Then you go up there where the gas war is at the Sunoco station, and things are 20 cents cheaper. Yeah, we did a story about this a couple of years ago, why there's a gas war in Lewisburg. And one of the owners of the business says, well, I am making a few pennies on my gas. Why everyone else is charging so much more, he doesn't understand.
Well, what's the difference between Union County and Snyder County? You have a difference there. You have, you got a situation where you have some maybe increased competition, starting coming into Lewisburg. But if you notice in Lewisburg, most of the gas stations are on the south side, except for one that's in town. On the strip here, Hummel's Wharf, Schmokin Dam, most of the gas stations are on the north side, coming down through. But
minus one Sunoco station.
Yeah,
right?
There's one on each side there, Lewisburg, Sunoco. But why is the 15% to 22% or 22 cent difference? Also, too, if you're going to throw in your Sunoco card, you might as well throw in the Sheetz card, because you get a discount there.
So do you? Okay,
so the Sheetz usually runs a little less north of Lewisburg than the one north of Seals Grove. So
the only discount I get at Sheetz is on my slushies, so I do have a punch card for those.
Well, you do have the, don't you have the little Sheetz? Is it my card or my reward?
Something like, yep, I do have one of those.
I mean, the Turkey Hills have them, the Sunocos have them, the
Quick Fills.
Yeah, so you can get on these programs, but also too, if you own a business, I would look into it. If you have a number of vehicles, if you have fleets, get in the fleet program. Because most of these organizations have some sort of fleet program. I know Sheetz does for sure. But get on the fleet program and see how much more you can save.
Save a buck. Well, good morning, everybody. Ben Reichle is here. He is the sole owner with 200-plus of his closest friends.
I'm part of the chain that makes
right.
up LB. I'm just
Absolutely.
A link in the chain like 222 others.
And underground water infrastructure is busy now? I mean, I think...
Subsurface infrastructure. Okay. Infrastructure gets very confusing. I spent 3 days in Washington, D.C. last week, and sometimes you'd have to take a congressman or congresswoman or a senator to their window of their office and point out and say, you see that fire hydrant? Everything connected to there. You see that catch basin? What do you mean? That drain down from that 500.
Yeah, stormwater.
Everything that goes in there. I said, we could go flush your toilet, but you sort of get it, right? Yeah, so it's okay. Subsurface infrastructure, everything underneath the ground.
So those are the three underground infrastructures, the primary ones anyway, water, sewer, and stormwater.
Water, sanitary sewer / wastewater, and stormwater.
Okay. And you tried to explain it to the people whose brains have been removed by the vortex. And I'll tell you what, I think Harry said it best a couple of weeks ago when he said if there were brain-eating zombies in Washington, unfortunately, they would starve. They'd move north.
Yes and no. People have to... It's hard. You talk to people and you ask them who the vice president is, and people look around and say, I'm not sure. You talk to,
really?
You see Jay Leno. Go back to Jay Leno's show or these shows where they go out on man and woman on the street and they ask a couple questions. You're talking to somebody and you're trying to explain to them who your congressman is or woman would be, and they're telling you, no, it's so-and-so, and that's your state representative. And where it comes down to is lack of education in our school systems. Some people understand, and I'll say this, it's the only of high school for many decades, mm-hmm. was a lady named Frances Wynn. And when you came out of Frances Wynn's class, civics class, you knew there were 67 counties, you knew you had a state rep, you knew you had a state senator, you knew you had Pennsylvania had two U.S. senators, and you had a congressperson, mostly
and
congressmen.
And you knew who they were.
And you had an idea of who they were. So you had an idea. You had an idea that there was state legislators, there was federal legislators, but the lack of civics and lack of understanding. I mean, when you ask you would hope a 7th grader, 8th grader, 9th grader would understand there's three equal branches of government. And, when you get into the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and you got 10th graders looking at you like, hold it, where does that go? Or, understanding that, your local government, how a borough council works compared to a mayor. So lack of civics, and I'm not sure that's not somewhat, unfortunately, planned by some groups, because ignorance is bliss, and if people are ignorant, they can be controlled, and unfortunately, if the government's controlling you, you're not in control of yourself. And I think that's where we're seeing the divide to a degree in America, where if you're self-sufficient, you might be, to a degree, a little bit of a threat to government control.
Well, and nowadays, President Trump has made it a little bit difficult because he's turned over some of his key cabinet members a little bit more often than other people. His current Secretary of State,
Pompeo.
U.S. Defense Secretary?
He just got a gentleman from Boeing. I just lost his name. He was just speaking in reference to the ship in McCain. McCain.
And you know who he replaced? Mr. Mattis.
Mattis, Mad Dog.
All right, yeah, Shanahan is the name you're looking for. Shanahan.
Oh, Shanahan from, he was a gentleman.
But he
was the assistant to Mattis and then came over. But yeah, the cabinet.
There's no foul not knowing these people because they have turned over a lot.
Cabinets roll through. But also, too, what's interesting about this presidential administration is when the Trump administration took in, they had to take on some of the folks who were in the, in the arena of service to a degree. Now he did
the generals and so on.
Well, he did bring in Ben Carson for Secretary HUD, and you look at some people with some outside the beltway, outside the bureaucracy experience, which is positive. But to turn the bureaucracy around in Washington or Harrisburg, it's monumental. And you have to have probably elephant thick skin. You have to have an understanding of how an organization runs. You get these people who will come up and say, government can't be run like a business. Well, maybe not, but it can be run business-like. You can have tax dollars coming in. You have expenditures going out. You can see where your priorities are. You can see what the top priorities, the 911 priorities are, and you can address those. And we see this administration who who's come in and they look at the immigration problem and they've tried to address it. You know, we see how ridiculous some of the politicians sounded by saying there is no crisis. There never was a crisis. This is manufactured. Well, you know, manufacturing, if it's manufactured, it's coming right over you in certain states. And especially in the former congressman from the El Paso area, Robert Francis O'Rourke, who nicknamed himself Beto, you know, go down and figure out how, was it 1,036 illegal immigrants came across in El Paso in a day and a half. So, you know, when, again, business-like, okay, let's just say efficiencies and understanding that you have tax revenue coming in, you have expenditures going out. What are the priorities to keep your country a country, and how do you combine social, how do you combine the security side of it, and then the other? And I think it goes back to even the 50s and 60s when people started arguing, you know, discussing the guns and butter, you know, guns versus butter. Where do you go with that?
Well, you had, what was the name of your good civics teacher at Sealsco?
Francis Wynn.
Well, Shikalami had Don Ely.
Don Ely, yeah, Don Ely.
He was the equivalent, and Charlie Schlegel would be the other individual.
Mr. Schlegel, yeah, who was later athletic
good
director.
Teacher.
Yeah, yeah, and that's important.
1-800-795-9565 is an important number, too. That is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is 110% wide open right now. Call us. We got four lines open, no waiting. If there's anything on your mind at all whatsoever, feel free to call us. We have some folks that are concerned about Joe Biden's getting creepier and creepier by the day. Even saying to a schoolgirl yesterday, are you as smart as you are pretty? You know, which proves verifiably that he doesn't get it. Robert Mueller had some remarks this week, so maybe folks would have a comment about that. And John McCain is back in the news because his ship was asked to be out of sight during some of the president's remarks this week in Japan.
That's a murky story. Is it John McCain or is it John McCain, his father and grandfather? Is the ship? And I never saw the whole story.
This is a ship that was renamed. I forget the original name, but it was renamed after Senator John McCain.
Because the whole McCain family, from the grandfather, father down, have served this country and
in that way. All right. Well, noted. 1-800. So those are some topics that pop up. We can talk about the weather. Everybody's talking about it, but nobody's doing anything about it. So we can talk about it. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. The toll-free line always sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You're going to also text us at 70236. And we want to say something about the Sunbury Motor Company. Ben and I haven't driven a Sunbury Motor vehicle in, almost 20 minutes now. Family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. Maybe there is a Ford of your dreams that you'd like to get. Maybe it's a Lincoln Continental. I got to get the Lincoln Navigator truck. I got it all picked out.
I have you in April. On that Boss Mustang.
Oh, the Mustang. You like the fast
Mustang.
Car. I like to look at muscle cars. I don't really want one. Maybe a convertible, though. If it's convertible, we could look at that.
I see you guys leaving here with your bags packed.
we could get everything in there.
Heading right to Rehoboth.
Wow, and I see you in the new Kia Telluride. Have you seen that thing? Oh, it's gorgeous. All-wheel drive. A little bit boxy looking, say some. I think it's an Explorer that got some street smarts. So, it tell you what, it's a Super Kia and the Hyundai.
Yeah, don't forget about the Hyundais.
Yep, they got it all. So Ford, Hyundai, Kia, you can go to sunburymotors.com, look online, and all of the species of all of those vehicles that they have are already there. So everything comes with a picture and all the details, including the price. It's all right there. Nothing's hidden. And if they don't have a vehicle you want, you can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications.
Also remember, too, your vehicle sitting down there, it's a new Ranger.
Oh, it is not there yet. No, it's not there
yet. It's on order then?
For some reason, the Raptors have to wait. They're cranking out the XLs and the XLTs first.
But these Rangers look good. They downsized from the 150. But, yeah, no, go down there, shoot They still have the, they don't have the Kevin Herr autographed anymore, is it?
No,
they don't give her a call? Okay.
Well, there was one with his name on it, but they washed it and it came off. Okay. He apparently just signed it in the dust in the bed. So.
Okay.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. If you have a topic you'd like to get us started, we'd love to hear from that. What's your pet peeve? We know what Ben's is. It's people who don't use their turn signals. So we'd like to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark is here. Ben is here. Rob is here, ready to answer the phones. So let's talk about John McCain, somebody in the administration, not the president. The president says, wasn't me, and not Mr. Shanahan.
It's the only reason it's a story is because it's McCain and it's President Trump. And there's nothing.
You don't think petty battles got brought up with previous presidents?
No, sure they did. But, I mean, there's no story here because they can't. It's, an anonymous source. These aren't unanimous sources that you can talk about. These are anonymous sources, and it's a non-starter. And plus, the McCain ship, someone understood, and I'm not 100% clear on this. I thought it was Senator McCain, his father and grandfather. I thought it was like a McCain family. But if it's John McCain's ship, that's the ship that was caught up in some bad navigation. In the Pacific, and it's in for repair. So somebody somewhere makes a statement, or should we do this or do that? But you got to understand, Senator McCain was somewhat of a multi-individual, and I know a little bit about this going back to the 90s.
He was a what individual?
Well, he was, John McCain was had multiple eras in his life, and he's most widely known for. Being the prisoner of war, and of course serving in the Naval Academy as military, but in his political life, it's checkered and sketchy at best. I mean, John McCain came on and got into Arizona, got involved in politics, and ended up, like I said, in Arizona, and then his political life was pretty. I don't want to say average at best, but
he's a free thinker, so prevent you from enjoying greatness. He was a presidential candidate, right?
Yeah, but a free thinking, what does that mean?
Well, in Washington, not much.
Well, yeah, well,
just means your vote doesn't count.
Yeah, when somebody tells me they're a free thinker, it's usually their free thinking ends up costing me and other people money.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, with John McCain, it's a little complex, and remember, the media loves him when he's an agitator against the conservatives or the Republican Party and now President Trump. The media loves him. When John McCain was trying to be president, the media then turned on him, and John was somewhat fickle too. So, this is a non-story, but the press will bring it up, and I'm sure CNN and MSNBC, which I caught bits and pieces, covered it in detail.
Yeah, I have a clipping from Fox News, Reed. But about the ship itself, USS John McCain is Arleigh Burke class. Destroyer currently in service in the U.S. Navy. She's part of the Destroyer Squadron 15 with the 7th Fleet and has her home port in Yokosuka, Japan.
Mm-hmm. Good sushi there.
Yeah. And the namesake are, in fact, all of the McCains. Okay. John S. McCain Sr., John S. McCain Jr., and John S. McCain III. So it's named after all of them, not just the late senator.
Yeah, that's what I understood it was. But I think it's in for repairs right now.
Well, no, it's in use right now. Destroyer was involved in a collision in 2017 off the coast of Singapore, which resulted in the deaths of 10 of her crew and left 5 injured. It was originally named after John McCain Sr. and John McCain Jr., both admirals in the U.S. Navy. John S. McCain Sr. commanded the aircraft carrier USS Ranger and so on and so forth. And these men were grandfather and father of this late senator, John S. McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so rededicated in 2018 after it was ready to go back into service. Okay, so it's in use right now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they covered up the name, and then some people said, no, that was just because of some work on board. And so John McCain's daughter, in the meantime, is going after President Donald Trump again, this time for what's being reported as another post-death snub of her dad. Meghan McCain is weighing in on reports a battleship named after the late Arizona senator was tucked out of sight as Trump visited Japan by orders of the White House. Trump denies ordering having the vessel disappear during the visit, but McCain says the fact that someone thought they needed to do so for Trump's sake is troubling. She was speaking on The View and said Trump has created a culture that it is fearful to show her late father's name. There also were reports that some of the soldiers who wear the USS McCain hat were turned away from events that the president was at
but
while he was in Japan.
Corroborate.
That's been debunked in your view?
Well, hold it. There's no sources to say that this is true. But in this media world now, and you see what's going on, they're going to run with this like it is true. Keep saying it, and people will think it's true. And again, Meghan McCain, good gosh, Meghan, just be happy that you have a McCain name that you can use, and it's helped you get through and get into places like The View or whatever, you know, however you're doing that. So her statement...
Right. She couldn't stand on her own, in other words.
Well, I'm not saying she couldn't, but, you know, just be... So what's her statement? Reread her statement and tell me what it actually means.
Let's see. Trump denies... Trump
Meghan
denies...
McCain says...
He has created a culture that is... you have this in your version.
Yeah, I know.
On the
I say, but she's created a culture that makes it...
He has created a culture that's fearful to show her late father's name.
Why? And put some substance behind that.
Well, I think because the president is such a child about this, so she's calling him out.
How is the president a child about this? This is again, these aren't sources that you can collaborate. These are anonymous sources, and follow the anonymous source. Where does it lead to?
Well,
who
he's
knows?
long on the record as disfavoring John McCain because of the health care.
Well, and in fairness, because if someone goes back and looks at that, John McCain, as admirable as you want to think this guy was, John McCain told the caucus and told the majority whips that he was going to vote for the health care reform.
Right, and then he did.
Then they flew him back to Arizona, and then he came in and he pulled this stunt because John McCain, as a U.S. senator, was marginal at best. And if people don't confuse the military record, he's a military hero for what he did as a POW. His record about flying planes and that, but you know what? Anybody that's going to go up and do that is honorable. However, as a U.S. senator, he was very marginal, and meaning that if he didn't get his way, he acted as you would think. He took his ball and went home. So he's on the record that he's going to vote. He comes in, he does the old thumbs down deal. So why say you're going to vote for it, get in on an airplane, and your health is somewhat unstable. Yeah. So you get on an airplane, you fly in, and then you pull that stunt. That was selfish on John McCain's part and what he did. Just say, no, I'm not going to vote for it. I'm against it for whatever reason. But don't say you're going to vote for it and then turn around and not vote for it.
That messes
so the
up
administration
everything.
And the president have a burr under their saddle for McCain. However, when John McCain...
Well, plus Trump was mad he didn't get thanked for McCain's funeral. Remember, the family was supposed to thank him.
Well, you know, because John McCain's funeral was above and beyond the funeral for a U.S. senator, and the administration had to allow them to do
approve
certain
it.
Things, and they allowed that. And, you know,
Well, the president is childish.
Greek,
there's Greek, no argument
Greek
there.
Greek tragedy in its making between the political career of Senator John McCain and the political careers of Senator Bill or President Bill Clinton and Senator Hillary Clinton. I mean, these could be Greek tragedies that we could be, go back and rewrite. The Greeks could be, Saturday night at the opera or at the Coliseum watching these shows be put on. I mean.
1-800-795-9565. We're going to wrap up this particular segment, but we would love to hear from folks during the 9 a.m. hour. Feel free to call us, 1-800-795-9565. You can also text us at 70236. One of our listeners sends us a text, says the S.S. McCain flap is more fake news brought on to us by the leftist mainstream media. So thank you, Stan. Everything I've gotten is from Fox News, and nobody's faker than Fox. So we'll read a clipping about from them. I do have it. So we'll take it when we come back. We appreciate everybody listening. I mentioned that toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Feel free to use it in the 9 a.m. hour. We are going to have some brief news headlines. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 702-236. Sunbury Motor Company, Hometown Pharmacies, Ben Reichley.
Yeah, we'll do another hour of this and get some callers or emailers, and we'll maybe solve some problems or enlighten some people with some information.
Or argue.
Let's discuss first. Then you'll argue.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time. It is 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichley.
Great things, and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe always has the Friday off, but we're glad to say Ben Reichley is typically available, although on Chamber Friday next week, the jobless day, he's not going to be here. So
he'll be working.
Strangely enough.
Up.
Right. And labor participation rate. We're doing our part, I will add.
I'll be at beautiful York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Big York Water Company.
Well, okay, good. Well, fabulous. We're glad you're gainfully employed, so we appreciate that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're not familiar with the Text Connect system, which we had to use it about a half a dozen times this month, it is an opportunity for us to send you breaking news, whether it's national news that's big and important or local news that's big and important, tornadic weather, so we did use it for that two times this week, believe it or don't. And you can also, we have a dead celebrity service. We got that. And what else? Road closures. Yeah.
I didn't get anything on the passing of Bart Starr or Bill Buckner.
Well, I think, did they occur after hours or late in the day?
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
The whole day weekend?
One of the criteria for a Text Connect message is it has to be something that most likely will affect people's behavior. And so I guess Bart doesn't qualify.
Bart Starr, MVP of Super Bowl I and Super Bowl
II. Well, it affected
II.
A lot of other people's behavior
Bill
back
Buckner
in the day.
Ruined the Red Sox nation from 1986 to about 1992 with Mookie Wilson's pass ball.
I'll tell you what, that poor guy, what a legacy, to have had such a fabulous career and to be remembered for one thing.
Career, great career. What, 2,800 base hits. Great career. Heck, played for, I think, in four decades and remembered.
And made one mistake.
That's what video can do for you.
All right. So that's Text Connect system. You now know what it's used for. And I think I don't have them in front of me, but the criteria to use a Text Connect message is something that people are going to be talking about the next day, breaking local news, breaking national news, dead celebrities, things that will affect people's behavior.
Did you do the text message for the Woodmode closure?
Did not do that. Somebody else did.
Okay, I was going to say. We were staffed. You did then. That on that, but yeah, I heard it coming out of Harrisburg, of all places, on the Steve Jones show.
Talking about it. Yeah, big breaking story that day. So that is what Text Connect is all about. Here's some brief news headlines. The city of Sunbury has been awarded a big state grant to improve traffic signals at 4th and Reagan Streets. Ben's been at that intersection many times, and he has let out a curse word one time, I'm sure. $317,000 to improve traffic signals at the intersection of 4th and Reagan, a new overhead arm, ADA-compliant curb cuts, and more importantly, more electronics, vehicle detection, and pedestrian signals. With the push buttons, the funds were made available through PennDOT's automated red light enforcement program and announced by our good contingent of Harrisburg representatives. After being hurt by all the rain last year, could Pennsylvania farmers be in for another tough year because of the weather? Our correspondent Mark Sims says some farmers haven't been able to do their planting.
With this spring's rains, Pennsylvania Farm Bureau spokesman Joel Rod says many PA farmers are finding it a challenge to get their crops in the ground.
It's very difficult to get crops in the ground right now across the state. We have a few days of sun, but then we have so much rain in between that they just can't get on the fields when the sun is shining.
Corn and soybeans are among the crops Rod says farmers are trying to plant now. While farmers are used to dealing with the weather, if the rains continue, Rod says they'll probably have to make some changes in their planting decisions. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And some other headlines briefly from Watertown, New York. A fourth grade teacher in a northern New York school district has been placed on administrative leave after being accused of having white students bid on black classmates during a mock slave auction. The mother of one of the black students says the incident happened Tuesday at the North Elementary School in Watertown School District. A statement on the school district's website said the teacher has been placed on leave during a district investigation launched after parents complained that that was an exercise of poor judgment in the teaching of a recent lesson. A fifth grade teacher at the private school in Westchester County was fired in March after parents complained she held mock slave auctions. The Chapel School in Bronxville agreed to hire a diversity officer after the state attorney general's office investigated that incident. And you can delete a tweet, which the president did this week, but once it goes out, thanks to screenshots, it never really disappears. That reality was evident this week as a tweet that muddles the water a little bit over Russia's involvement in the 2016 election. In the tweet, Trump says he had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected. Of course, that was after Robert Mueller had his 9-minute remarks this week. But the president's tweet appears to be an acknowledgement of something he and his followers have long denied, that Russia played an active role in helping him win the White House. However, later, Trump insisted Russia didn't help him at all. Russia's clandestine role in the election has resurfaced after Special Counsel Robert Mueller yesterday or earlier this week publicly disputed claims made by the Trump administration that the 2-year probe of the case fully exonerates the president. Of course, Robert Mueller said that is hardly the case. So I'm glad the president finally acknowledged that Russia helped him get election. And what, as Joe pointed out this week, and I think is very important, you don't see anybody doing anything that will prevent this from happening again because they're too busy fighting. And so that's too bad.
How exactly did Russia help or hurt? Because this is all over the place. What did Russia do that helped President Trump?
Didn't hear about the Mueller report?
No, I've read the Mueller. There's nothing.
You still don't know that answer?
Yeah.
You've read it and you don't know?
Yeah, you don't. You tell me what did Russia do that promoted the candidate Trump over candidate Clinton?
Oh, I think the social media blitzes were part of it, the fake websites, the fake Twitter accounts.
For both groups.
No, for...
For both groups, though, they were.
For him. Russia
had done that for both groups.
Okay.
This is part of the groups that won't look at the whole picture here. The Mueller report, either you bring charges or you don't bring charges. You don't bring half charges. I mean, Robert Mueller's getting to be a standing
You heard him on Wednesday,
joke,
right?
Joke, watched it. He said absolutely nothing, and he tried to be relevant. And him and Comey are having problems on understanding what the role as an investigator is compared to the role of a prosecutor. So to make statements, and I think Attorney Dershowitz, who's hardly a right-winger, makes the statement, the twist on...
Yeah, he's the odd man out
on
this.
The implication was made that he committed a crime. So if there is a crime committed... Mueller's whole investigation was based on nothing. They had to try to find something out of nothing. And I hope some of the progressives and some of the lefties or some of the lefties right of or the folks right of center, you know, call in or email. But if you look at this whole investigation, there was nothing there. And look at who was doing the investigation. A very partisan group of 19 lawyers. 500 and plus... either interviews plus $1.4 million pages of it. I mean, the whole thing is about nothing, and it still is. And Robert Mueller did not do his job. You either say this happened and we can prosecute, or you don't, and you don't leave it. So again, the whole Mueller report that the people on the left or maybe journalists like yourself are trying to hang on to means absolutely nothing here. Unfortunately,
did you notice that he said half charges were unfair as he levied a series of half charges?
Well, what's a half charge?
Well, just saying that it's clear that the Trump administration was in on the collusion, but there's no charge on it.
Well, it can't be clear. How were they in on the collusion? What, they had a meeting in Trump Tower that turned out to be nothing? I mean, you know, the Russian story is about the Clinton campaign and the dossier and what the FBI was doing with that. That's the backstory that these people are literally shaking in their loins that this stuff's going to come out. And you see Comey, Clapper, Brennan all running for cover.
1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We got one caller waiting. We got one email that relates to Senator McCain. Another one relates, and our caller is ready to talk about Senator McCain and the gas war. 1-800-795-9565. There we go. Mr. Lance, I missed you this week. Where you been?
Oh, we've been indisposed in the morning running cattle around. And
oh, that,
there
okay.
We are. There was no cell service.
Actual work, huh?
Yeah.
Well, welcome that's aboard.
Reason, that's the reason why I didn't call the last half hour. We're out there. There was no service. I'm back here at the house.
You can hear the radio, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I was saying. But anyway... insofar as a lot of times with the gas, you wonder why this one station right here on the corner has it at one price. Someone down the street has it different, you know, and you think, well, this guy's greedy or whatever. But a lot of dealers, and I was one at one time, although very small, you could buy your fuel either spot price or futures. And a lot of times you made out with the futures, other times you made out with spot price. In other words, the spot price is what it's selling for on that day, and the futures price is what you contracted for maybe even 6 months before. And depending on black swan incidents in the oil patch, why, it could be up or it could be down either way. That's a lot of it. But anyway... John McCain, really, well, I'm reading an awful lot about folks, you know, who knew him, you know, back when, and he was a spoiler. In other words, I think what it was, he was always being a thorn in the side of either an institution or someone that was revered or, you know, very successful to make up for his own shortcomings. He was a... they call the hot dogger. In other words, a guy that thought he could fly a plane, but he really couldn't do it all that well. And in college, well, rather, you know, at the academy, there were letters written by his classmates that said that had he not been the son of who he was, he'd have been out of there the first semester. And he was always getting in trouble in the flesh pots of Baltimore, the way they put it there. And one guy said he swore the uptown ladies knew him by name, you know, things like that.
Okay.
And when his wife was dying of cancer, he's out cohorting with his girlfriend. And that's true. I mean, he really was. And, of course, he married a woman who was, 20 years younger? Is that true, I think?
She was younger. She was a USC, either cheerleader or a USC, I forget what the term, dance, whatever. But, yeah, no, and she was heir to a pretty big business, Anheuser-Busch distributor in Arizona. But, no, the thing about John McCain, as I said earlier, there's multiple facets or multiple layers of the guy's life. But I would say a spoiler might be a term that you could use for him. And, again, when the press needs McCain, they use it. And they used it over in Japan of a non-story. And, it makes Meghan McCain upset, and it makes whomever upset. But, the guy is a U.S. senator. Judge him as a U.S. senator and marginal at best.
Well, do you think, though, that the thing about the ship, the McCain, and, Trump being there, might have just gone as far as the captain of that particular ship, who didn't want to seem like he was flying in the face of Trump?
Yeah, I've been relying on Fox to get factual information about this, and so we'll have to assume that what they're saying is true. Let's see, what do they say? The Wall Street Journal first reported a U.S. Indo-Pacific Command official wrote an email to the Navy and Air Force official about Trump's Memorial Day weekend visit, including instructions for preparations for the USS Wasp, where he was to speak. USS John McCain needs to be out of sight, according to the email obtained by the Wall Street Journal, and whose existence was confirmed to the AP by three U.S. officials. They spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss it. When a Navy commander expressed surprise at the instruction, the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command official answered, first I heard of it as well. The Journal reported the official said he would talk to the White House military office. So this was real, emanated from the White House to the military, not the president, and people, below the president who, didn't want the name McCain to show while he was there. And Fox News is reporting as facts, too. Now, I know you and some other people think it's fake news and it's all made up, but this is true stuff. So deal with it. It all stems from this feud that the president, who, if anybody touts out the name McCain when they need it, it isn't the media, it's President Trump.
But the president came out and said yesterday he had nothing to do with it.
Right. Well, no, I recognize that.
So, the story is the president. That's what the groups keep trying to say. It's not. And, again, anonymous sources. Always question anonymous sources. I'm not saying they're 100%
I'm sure Fox does.
Well,
all right, we're going to have to take a quick break. Lance, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
Glad you're back in telephone range, so we appreciate that. Dan, stand by. We're going to take a quickie break. We've got emails and texts on this and other topics, and we'd invite more comers. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Thank you. All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I've been handed a note. The chicken barbecue, not yet sold out in Sunbury.
Can we reserve on the radio here?
No, but you can go to
Four Halves.
BravesBBQ at gmail.com. Yes, Shikellamy Braves Foundation, or just the Braves Foundation, holding a barbecue today at Brewers Outlet. Starts at 11 o'clock. We just talked to Fran Zartman on the news line. It is not sold out.
Is that where her is? The suit is down there having...
That might be where Matt is.
Having a... Matt might be there buying for everyone after winning the lottery. I think Kevin's down there having a chicken barbecue, cheese omelet with chicken barbecue
for
the morning.
That would be good. So we have all the details at WKOK.com on our community calendar page.
Can we reserve? We can't reserve over the radio.
Not over the radio, but you can
Chief
online.
Down there?
I do not know. Dave Ritchie was in the studio this week, though. He was here.
Fran, hold me four, please. Four.
All right. One of our listeners sends us a note. Says, nobody's more focused or obsessed with the late Senator John McCain than your President Trump. He still at every chance berates or focuses on McCain because McCain voted against repealing the Affordable Care Act. Thank God McCain had the courage and good sense to save health care for millions of Americans. Don't go blaming MSNBC or CNN for focusing on the McCain issue. It's the president himself who, to this day, continues to be a crybaby and even tweet about McCain, a hero in the eyes of many of us.
Well, I would go back to say this to the emailer. I think the, as he says here, still McCain berates folks. Anyway, it's not my president, it's our president.
Right.
So here's a go. And I would bring it up too, because if you go to the backside of the story, McCain gave his word that he was going to vote
right.
for.
Right, yeah, that still upsets you.
So what's his word worth, emailer?
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dan, go right ahead. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, this Russian obsession with the left today is really crazy. You know, if Hillary would have won the election, she would be a lot more Russia-friendly than Trump is. And I believe what Trump says, that the Russians would have preferred her as president rather than him.
I hope your phone
to help the Russians.
Oh, Dan,
he tells it like it is. And that's why what their narrative on the media is just the opposite of the truth. And far as Mueller, and he knew, I personally believe almost 100% he knew there was no Russian collusion between Trump and the Russians. He knew that.
Well,
but the reason he wanted that investigation was one thing, a smear campaign against our president.
Who wanted the investigation?
Pardon?
Mueller took the investigation.
Wasn't he appointed?
Well, he took the investigation, but here's the story on that. Is if you go back to, I think it's McCabe or Strzok, when they were investigating, the FBI was investigating this, and he got appointed or was asked to appoint. Look who Mueller put on, the 19 lawyers and the FBI agents who he put on there. But the point about it is, it was either McCabe or Strzok made the statement in one of the emails or Twitter that they weren't sure there was any there. So he wasn't sure he wanted to be on Mueller's investigating group. And this is all coming out, and now the people who were involved in this are literally, you got some people that are in some deep, as you say, farmers. I think they are. So it's coming out. It's coming out, and that's the problem. And Mueller, personally, Mueller embarrassed himself. He took 10 minutes to say absolutely nothing, and then, oh, by the way, I'm retiring, and I'm not going to speak about this anymore. So, his whole 2 years, they got paid for doing absolute. Well, it will show what was going on in the FBI, what was going on in the DOJ, and it's an embarrassment to this country what these people did. And also, you got the bread Brits and you got the Aussies, and maybe even...
What are they doing?
Well, their agencies now are looking around. If they're implicated in this, it's going to be very interesting that what comes down to this. And the President Trump says one thing. This should never happen to any president, and it's
Amen.
A bureaucratic people who thought they could do this. And look at the tweets and the emails within the FBI. A total embarrassment.
Go ahead, Dan.
And you know, I being not a college graduate, I try to explain these things to people with postgraduate degrees, and all they do is come back with CNN talking points. They have no substance for their beliefs. All they know is that Trump's deranged and we got to get rid of him. And that's all they know. The educated so-called, not all of them, many of them understand what's going on, but all they know is they want Trump out of there. And these are highly educated people, but they have, as far as I can see, they have no wisdom.
All right. We got you, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in.
You guys have a great one. Good talking with you. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too, buddy. Thank you so much. One of our good listeners sends us a text and says, Mark, only an uninformed person thinks the Russians caused people to vote Trump. Hillary is the sole cause of President Trump getting elected. No one else. She was a terrible person and is a terrible person, and the voters knew it.
Well, maybe a candidate. Personally, you know, she might be fun to sit around and drink Chardonnay with. Who knows? I'm not sure. You don't get that time back in your life. But as a candidate, she just couldn't get it done, and she couldn't get it done twice. Not just once, but twice.
1-800-795-9565. We got some open lines. We got another text waiting. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Mike, you're on the mark.
How you doing, you guys?
Perfect.
I'm almost out of breath listening to all these people breathlessly hammer John McCain in an effort to somehow defend Trump's behaviors.
I don't think it's defending Trump.
The reason he was considered a maverick was
because
his innate bravery. Listen, I'm no fan of John McCain, by the way, but he was a brave guy. And if he felt so moved as to vote against the party line on some subject he had feelings about or had talked to people about, he wasn't afraid to do it. He wasn't the type of politician that just voted the party line to get reelected.
No,
but he got reelected anyway because people recognized
he was,
his integrity and his innate inborn bravery, unlike the Trumpster.
I doubt that, Mike. And here's the part about it. He can vote however he wants.
What do you mean you doubt? That's what he was famous for.
This is what I'm going to say. I doubt that because here's what John McCain did on his last vote. Is he told the caucus, he told the whips, he told Mitch McConnell that they had his vote, and then when they flew him back to Washington, he changed that. So his integrity is very questionable and can be questionable. However you feel about him and you think
he
was a maverick,
you're doing it right now. You're questioning a brave war hero's integrity.
And not questioning a politician.
Trump.
You're confusing
Isn't
a war
that what
hero.
You're doing?
No, you're confusing a war hero and you're confusing a politician. I'm questioning a politician.
No, I am not. His behavior okay. as a senator okay. was based solely on his experiences and his innate natural-born bravery to do what he felt was best at any given time.
Yeah. And the Keating Five
you
was
can't
one
see
of his.
That?
The you know the Keating Five was one of his best political moments, also, right?
What?
The Keating Five. Look it up. That was one of John McCain's best committee moments too. As a politician, he was average.
Cast the first stone. I got you have this pure. Unadulterated record in your private and public life, too, I suppose.
Well,
huh?
we all have that. I don't think we're saying that, but it's John McCain.
Who are you to criticize a guy like McCain anyway?
We're bringing up information about McCain.
We're just talking about his record.
To defend the buffoon in charge.
No, we're not. We're showing what John McCain was as a politician. Whew. Okay.
Hey, the whole conversation started because some scared to death people in the White House tried to hide a battleship from Trump.
All right.
Come on.
Mike, wrap
because
it up.
Because they had McCain's name on it.
Go ahead, Mike. We'll give you the last word.
I think that was the last word or should be.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Again,
appreciate the call.
Look at John McCain historically as a war hero, as a military. Look at his family. That has substance.
It's all good.
Look at this politically, and then you can see if it
who
lacks substance
really
or has it.
Read a real biography. Okay. One of our listeners sends us a text. It says, the Wall Street Journal started the McCain lie with a picture from 5 years ago. The ship was dedicated to his father and grandfather in 2017. The Senator John's name was also added. The photo shows tarps hanging while being maintained. The reporter twisted the facts to support a false narrative. Research, research, research.
Confirm your sources.
Says Mr. R.K.
Don't make him anonymous. Make him unanimous. Don't make him anonymous.
Who's probably the smartest man in Sunbury, and we appreciate him. Chris, stand by. We're going to take a quickie break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're going to tell you a lot about the hometown pharmacies momentarily, but we've got two callers ready to go. Chris, finding a fact, please. You're on the mark.
Finding a fact. Oh, boy. Ben just keeps repeating there's nothing in the Mueller report and then accuses other people of saying, just repeating things and that aren't true. I'll tell you.
Well, there's nothing in the Mueller report that got Mueller from his 2 years. Nothing that the obstruction of justice and or collusion that came out of it.
Collusion isn't a criminal charge.
It's basically they were looking at collusion, so you're looking at the collaboration between foreign entity.
And there was collaboration.
Well,
let's go on to McCain.
Okay.
Well, hold it. Let's talk about the Mueller report.
We'll test your truth out on McCain. You say McCain told people he was going to vote against the bill.
For the bill. And they flew him back.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. Look at Matt Slapp, and you can follow it. It wasn't
a
lie.
Okay, I'll tell you what to look at. He voted for the bill in terms of getting it to the floor for a vote.
Yes.
Which he said he was going to.
And then he was on board.
And then he announced he wasn't for the bill as it was written.
And they made the changes, and he gave his word to McConnell, the majority whip. I'm trying to think.
You
don't think so.
They knew he was going to vote against it.
No.
They were arguing with him to the last minute to try to get him to change his mind.
They would have
so
tabled
they knew
it,
how
Chris.
He was going to vote.
No, they didn't.
And who's now made the claim is that Trump says he told the White House.
No.
And if you're going to put Trump's word against McCain and you're going to believe Trump, I think you do have a screw loose.
Okay, Chris. Yeah. Look at the information. Look at Matt Slapp. And they would have tabled it because they wouldn't have brought it to a vote if he wouldn't have said he was. He walked out and he made a charade. And it's John McCain's political side of him that he needs the attention. He wants the attention. And he didn't get it. So, I mean, that was the political
play.
Like
that. But,
so, political
you thought
play.
He was such a wonderful man when he was running for president.
No, I didn't. He was a very weak candidate because he wouldn't step up to the plate. He had the chance to step up to the plate and be a political hero. And he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't step up to the plate and run a campaign to win. He was happy being a candidate and getting the attention up to that point. Then when the press turned against him, which they were ready to do, he could not handle that. John McCain politically is a very fickle politician.
Oh, yes.
As
he
a war
was,
hero?
He stood up for principle except for the year before his election, and then he'd go full crazy Republican.
What principles?
Conservative.
One more minute, Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah,
but now there's a lot in the Mueller report. Look at your Republican who has come out for impeachment.
A congressman from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah, that's he's a stellar. He's been there so long and knows what's going on. Yeah, I would say this: the Mueller report is it's unfortunate what they did. Tried to find criminal intent, tried to find out, and they couldn't
do it. They investigated the matter.
Yeah, and they tried to, and they couldn't find anything. You prosecute. You don't say maybe.
No. It was against the Justice Department policy.
No.
To prosecute.
No, look at Ken Starr's scenario, where there was 10 to 11 counts.
He was operating under different rules.
Rules.
He was the special prosecutor. Mueller was the special counsel.
All right, wrap it up, Chris. You got another 10 seconds.
Different rules.
Go ahead, Chris.
And they've also made rules that are different as Justice Department policy since Starr was in.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Chris.
Get your facts straight, Ben. I know it's hard for you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. Sound advice for all of our callers, wouldn't you say?
Boy, yeah. I think that's the benchmark of facts. It's Chris from Milton.
Bill, you're on the mark.
All right. How you doing, gentlemen? If you hear me out and getting to the facts as far as McCain and them covering up his name. Now, the people that worked the deck and worked the low-level officers that worked that, right, are the ones that went up and covered that, right? And the reason being is that they did that is in 1967, McCain was on the deck in his plane getting ready for a regular mission here or exercise. He was the second plane in. He had a rookie behind him with less time. And one of the things was for them was the second plane in would rev their jets and try to scare the other the guy on the outer edge with his airplane. And when McCain did that, and it's all on video, you can watch it. McCain did that. He inadvertently hit the button and dropped his bomb on the main deck. Big explosion. McCain is seen. I watched it myself. He's seen getting out of his pilot, walks down to the nose of the plane, jumps off, and walks away. Now, hundreds of men went in to fight that fire. I think over 100 died and like 150 or more were injured with burns fighting that fire on a mishap while he was trying to play a joke on a fellow pilot, and he dropped his bomb. And the people that worked at deck and lost their lives were in the same position as the same guys, the same jobs that covered the name. You have to understand, they killed the co-workers are the same job titles. And McCain was transferred out because of his father with the high connections, where he should have been court-martialed and kicked out for trying to play a joke on an aircraft, the USS Forrester, and killing all his fellow Navy men.
Okay.
And that's why Trump does not recognize him as a U.S. hero, because he killed so many of his own men.
Okay, I'm looking at. Do you trust Snopes? Probably not. They do a fact checking. They say a catastrophic fire on board the USS Forrester in 1967 that killed 134 sailors and injured 161 was caused by reckless behavior on the part of then Navy pilot John McCain. The rating is false. Then they go
to the origin
of the story.
The video is on there. You could watch the video yourself, and you could see McCain getting out of the cockpit, walking to the front of the nose, and then jumping off.
Okay, right, but somewhere in there, the article's too long for me to read. But the part that you presented, some part of it is false. You basically outlined the same thing they did. Either the part about him dropping the bomb or whatever started the fire,
he hit the wrong button. He dropped the bomb on the deck. That's 100% true. 100% is he killed a lot of men. It was a careless act on his part. It was his plane. The bomb came from his plane. He killed a lot of men. So, like, what part's not true?
Maybe. Well, the trouble is the article's so lengthy. But in any event, the part you encapsulated is listed as false. But during the break,
you can go on and watch the whole event in full yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've watched it many a times. Okay?
Okay.
And another thing is about the Mueller report, right? The biggest thing about the election was WikiLeaks, right? WikiLeaks. Leading up to the election was the WikiLeaks. And the reason why the Democrats don't attack the WikiLeaks, like, we all weren't aware of this Russian when the votes were going in and before the election. Everything was WikiLeaks, right? And he's never lied in 11 years. Everything he put out was true. And he did not get his information from the Russians. He came out and said he got his information from inside the DNC committee from a 20-some-year-old kid. And you could fact check this. And he said, and the reason why he couldn't put nothing else about after that was because the Hillary, the Democratic Party, killed the kid. He was living in a secured community, and he was shot in the back of the head, and it's all proven. And he said, WikiLeaks never lied in 11 years, said, I never got anything from the Russians. I got it from the Democratic Committee, and they killed the kid. The guy's never lied.
Yeah, that's lied. That story's never
been proven false.
Yeah, that story's never the killing in Washington was a he was shot, he wasn't robbed, and he was a young man. I think he was 23, 24 years old, working for the DNC, and he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And supposedly, when he found out what Bernie Sanders did, supposedly he then did this. But it's interesting how the left will grab on to conspiracy theories, and if somebody conservative or in the middle of the road brings up something that has, you know, some ties here and there, it is a right-wing conspiracy, and it doesn't need to see the light of day. And it goes to the vacuum of lack of facts and interpretation on the left, where when you can't discuss the incidents, and maybe you can agree to disagree, but when you can't discuss the incidents, then you have situations where false information gets out, and you see what's happening to the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world. When the Mueller report came out, they thought there was going to be convictions. They thought there would be impeachments within 3 or 4 days, and you see their viewership and the people asking, well, what happened? You've been telling us this for 2 years, and nothing has happened. And then you see what's happened to the viewership of that. So to keep anything going, they will discuss it.
Thank you so much, Bill. Do check out Snopes. If anything in summary, it downplays McCain's role in this, and it does talk about the fact, including the number of people killed, much more than you named, a point in fact. But yeah, so check out Snopes, so you can get the rest of the story there, and I'll do the same. 1-800-795-9565, not just random digits. No, we do not ask our listeners to dial randomly. We ask you to call 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-WKOK, the home Town Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Ben's too young to need cholesterol or blood pressure medicine, but the rest of us dogs need that kind of thing, and so therefore, we talk to Terry at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, and we say, what's the interaction going to be when I start taking vitamin C in the winter? Ask Tyler out at Trutz Pharmacy, what's the interaction going to be if I do enjoy some Chardonnay? Ask Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, what's going to happen when I'm auto racing like he does on the weekend? Will my reaction time be lowered? Ask Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, can I take my allergy medicine and my heart medicine at the same time while I'm eating an orange? Incidentally, the answer is no, so we won't get too far into that. And Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg, you can ask him where Kohl's Hardware is there and Champion Shoe and the
Fisher's Meats,
Catherman's, right?
There,
so it's just a great little, it's a great block, I'll tell you that. But that's the hometown pharmacies. They are the smartest people in the room wherever they go. Every dollar spent locally gets spent locally 10 times over if you patronize a hometown pharmacy.
Should I take my medicine before or after my bacon, eggs, and scrapple breakfast?
Your cholesterol medicine. It probably doesn't matter much if that's your breakfast. All right, we're going to take a quickie break. We will be right back. We got one line rung up, and we'll take more comers. Speedy dialers only at this point in our program. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
1-800-795-9565. Bobby, you are on the mark. We appreciate you checking in. Go right ahead. Bobby, can you hear me now?
Yes. I've been listening the last, I'm going to say, 10 minutes as I'm working on my car outside, and I flipped the radio on and heard about politics and everybody... as far as who's in office is trying to stay in office, and of course with the next election coming up, you know, the techniques that they're using don't make sense.
In what
I mean,
way?
You know, if you can dig up things out of the past, but the past is the past. The past can never be changed. We have to focus on the present and how we can make a better life for us here in America.
Well, our lawmakers aren't interested in that. They're mostly just interested in making a better life for themselves.
I mean, that's not how the government was originally set up.
No, but they got themselves with cushy perks and so on. And we'll see. We're going to send friend Keller down there, see if he can change it. So far, no one we've sent has had any impact. But maybe he can.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. All right, 1-800-795-9565, Speedy Dialers, less than 2.5 minutes left to go. Ben, what's the bottom line?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the Democrats will try to make hay out of the Mueller report that's been out for now, what, a month? And they're trying to find anything they can with it. We'll see the legal system jump into action with the president and Congress battling each other, so we'll see a lot of lawyers involved. A lot more positives will come out on the southern border, where the folks who were just unfortunately put their head in the sand, said there was no crisis down there. We're seeing a huge crisis. Many factors that affect Americans should be addressed by Congress and should be addressed where we secure the border. If you don't control your borders, are you really in control of your country?
Well, we don't have anybody down in Washington that's actually interested in that, so that's going to be a pickle.
There's groups down there interested in it, but it's just, and then this administration has brought that to the forefront. The tariffs against Mexico will be very positive from the standpoint that it will make action. The people that run Mexico are corrupt. They've been corrupt. We're going back centuries
of
corruption.
Can we fix that?
We can address it, believe me. If you look at the Mexican border in the south and Mexican border in the north. In the south, you pay your way up. The people who are making money, unfortunately, and I think the president's talked about this, are the drug smugglers, the human trafficking smugglers, and it's just ridiculous that we have all these feel-good people up here, usually the progressives and Democrats. They want to feel so good about themselves. Go down and look at, without acting legislation, look what you're creating down there.
What, allowing people to come across the border?
Well, putting out the carrot.
Democrats allow that?
Well, the Democrats and Republicans, the politicians, but who promotes it? And sanctuary cities make no sense at all if you look at how the real world operates. There's there's parts that we just seem to want to maybe turn our heads, but the reality's coming.
1-800-795-9565 has been sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Ben, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
A couple of weeks, you'll have Bob Garrett in the chamber here next week.
Yep.
Some interesting economic news.
Right. How about it? And let's see.
So one thing. Congratulations to the Seals Group baseball team, District 4 champs.
I heard about that. They got a fire truck ride. This is WDKOK Sunbury.